Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Boston firefighters are describing a 6-alarm fire in Roxbury early yesterday as one of the most dramatic rescue scenes in the city's recent history. As flames and smoke poured out of an apartment building, they used ladders to save more than a dozen people. But one rescue has landed Boston Fire Lieutenant Glenn McGilvery in the spotlight. We spoke with him in our studio earlier today.
I arrived on scene. I get out of the truck and immediately noticed at that point about nine people within eyesight that were hanging out of various windows on floors 2 and 3. So my focus shifted immediately to life safety and trying to keep them in place until we can get ladders up to get them out as safely as possible.
And what happened after that?
I then noticed the grandmother. She was holding a little boy who turns out to be 6 years old. She was holding him with one hand. She was sitting on the window ledge, hanging on with one arm, and she was holding the boy with the other. He was flailing about, arms and legs, of course, completely frightened that he's going to fall to the ground and that she needs to drop him because she doesn't think she's going to make it, that the smoke is pushing out around all these windows.
So it's not just flames that are frightening people. It's enormous amount of smoke.
Right. I mean, the smoke is what's going to get to you first. You can't breathe in it. I told her to hang on. I positioned myself underneath where the boy was, and I just yelled up to have her let go, drop him. Of course, she's not the only one on windowsills and screaming for help and where is everybody and help me, help me. There are people everywhere. There's trucks coming with sirens.
And then what happened?
It only took a second. He thankfully landed right in my arms, and I just handed him off to a person I have no idea who it was to my left because now I had to turn my attention to the grandmother.
Lieutenant McGilvery, you've been with the Boston Fire Department for 22 years.
Yes.
I assume you've had other rescues in your history with the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
How did this one compare to the others?
This was the most dramatic rescue that I've ever been associated with.
Is that because it was a child? Because it was a dropped child?
Because it was a dropped child. It's not something we ever hope to see. Hopefully we won't see it again. It's not a method we ever like to see used.
You had, I believe, a chance to talk briefly with the little boy later. I think he was being held by a police officer.
He was. As I was passing a police officer, he was holding a boy, and I had just stopped and said, "Is this the boy from the building?" And if it was a family member there, I said, "Yeah, this is the one that was dropped down." I said, "Oh," and I...
That's my boy.
I introduced myself, and I asked him what his name was, and I shook his hand. I said, "Well, I'm very happy to meet you, and I'm glad that we're able to talk to each other and under these conditions right now and that you're safe and sound." And I just gave him a little peck on the head and continued on the fire ground.
So that little kiss on the forehead was actually captured on TV. It was very cute.
I didn't realize, yes.
Well, it was touching, but also you just then kept on doing your job.
I didn't plan on meeting him there at that time. I really didn't even know what he was dressed in or anything else. It just kind of happened.
6-year-olds aren't always big talkers, but did he have much to say to you when you introduced yourself?
No, he was still nervous, and I'm sure he was traumatized by the whole incident.
Lieutenant McGilvery, I am not your first media stop today. You've had a lot of reporters who've wanted to talk to you.
Yes, I have.
So, at least in the eyes of the public, this has been a pretty big deal, what you've done. How would you describe what you've done and how it has affected you?
It's all the fire companies working together in the city to effect these rescues, and most of them aren't really quite as dramatic as this, which, of course, has caught the public's attention. Each and every day, we go about our job and do it without much fanfare, but, you know, we're not doing it for the fanfare. We do it because we love the job that we do.
Lieutenant McGilvery, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Boston Fire Lieutenant Glenn McGilvery was treated for back injuries yesterday as a result of his catch, but says he's doing fine now. Boston police have arrested a man who was staying in the building for starting the fire in a botched suicide attempt. More than a dozen residents and firefighters suffered minor injuries, and dozens of residents were left homeless.